your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Canes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Welcome, everyone.
Good whatever it is to you. Morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are on the planet.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And together we are the Canes.
Indeed, indeed. First thing is we finish each other's sentences, so if we do that, please don't offend yourself.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure.
Unless you do offend yourself, and if you do, then please do offend yourself.
You know, that's true. You know, you're only get upset
when you already are. And today we're going to talk about how to create a magical relationship.
And let's start there.
Because if you're offendable, you'll find something to get offended with. No matter what he or she or
they
say, it doesn't matter.
So, how to create a magical relationship. We have a book by that title, which, by the way, has won several awards. One of which is the Nautilus Book Award for the best book of the year this year in relationships and men-women issues. The book is called How to Create a Magical Relationship, like the title of this show. Well, not being here is the total title, but the theme of this show.
The topic that we're going to talk about today.
So I wanted to read you all a little blurb from the very, very beginning of our book. When you have the courage to see yourself honestly and do not judge yourself for what you see, then your life will transform and your relationships will transform along with it. Transformation is like the philosopher's stone in alchemy that was purported to turn base metals into gold. Transformation takes an ordinary, mundane relationship and turns it into a magical one. So that's where we wanted to start, because if you're looking at how to create a magical relationship, you're better off looking at yourself honestly without judging yourself for what you see and looking at yourself in a broader framework rather than working on or picking on yourself or your partner.
See, our approach is based in awareness, and awareness is a non-judgmental seeing of anything. You notice I paused after non-judgmental. We're very good at being judgmental as human beings, but we're not very good at just noticing things without judging what we see and finding fault with ourselves when we do.
So, today is an opportunity during this show to practice the art of awareness, which is self-observation without
self-reproach.
And you got to know, once you get into a relationship, the way you relate to yourself,
you're going to relate to your partner. So if you pick on yourself, if you're unkind to yourself in thought or deed, then you will transfer that way of relating to whoever you're in partnership with, in relationship with.
So let's start with being kind to ourselves today. I mean, would that be okay with you? I don't want to upset you or anything, but I know it's radical, but...
You know, we've frequently been told that our approach is not responsible, because just by seeing something, that can't be enough to have it disappear, dissolve, and leave you alone. You know, especially if it's been a lifelong behavior pattern, just seeing it without judging it, how is it possible to have that transform your life? You know, we've actually gotten, dare I say, hate emails suggesting that we are irresponsible because everybody knows that it takes years of therapy and drugs in order to be okay with yourself.
So what if simply being here
is enough?
to transform your ability to create a magical relationship.
Create and maintain. Ariel and I have been together for 25 years, and it keeps getting better. It's been good, it's been great, and it still gets better because we're not blaming the other for how we feel. And so many people compare their relationship to their ideal, and I don't know any ideal relationships except mine.
That doesn't mean yours isn't ideal. But yours is actually perfect.
You know, this morning when Ariel said to me, you know, today's radio show is about how to create a magical relationship, the first thing that popped out of my mouth was that song, Love the One You're With.
Most people, it doesn't occur to them to love the one they're with. Now, I don't know about that song. Back then, it might have been about having physical affection with the one you're with. But what we want to talk about as far as love...
What's wrong with physical affection?
We haven't had enough of it lately. We've
That's
been jet-lagged.
Right.
We just got back from a really wonderful trip working with some incredible people in Europe, in Hamburg, and then in London. And if you are on...
And then back to Hamburg, and then back to London...
And if you're on the show listening for the first time from one of those venues, we want to say we really enjoyed being with you and welcome. And if you're here from any place else, obviously
welcome too.
As well. But this with love the one you're with, I want to go back to that. Love the one you're with. Most people hunker down and get the idea that they want to work on their relationship or work on their ability to relate or discover how to find the one. Well, if you haven't found the one, love the one you're with. Meaning, when you stand in line and you're in front of the teller at the bank, that's the one you're with in that moment.
And you can either be there with that person, or you can be off in your thoughts, complaining that you have to be at the bank today, and there were other things that you wanted to do that you couldn't do.
When we were at Heathrow Airport, there were many, many long lines to go through security. And we actually had a very lovely time speaking to the man who was behind us on his way back home to Jordan. He's studying for his PhD there.
In molecular biology or something.
So it's like where you are is the opportunity to create a magical relationship. And then that ability to communicate transfers over when you begin an intimate relationship with somebody on a more romantic level.
So you can't be sour all day being at work when you think you should be out playing and get home and expect to drop the being sour. It'll stick with you.
So, how to create a magical relationship? You need to start with you. And you need to start wherever you are right now. So if you're at work right now and you're on a lunch break listening to this, if you are at home, wherever you are, right now is the perfect time to transform your ability to relate. And it starts by being 100% responsible for the quality of your relationship.
You see, most people think that relationship is a 50-50 deal. You know? It's like 50% my responsibility and 50% her responsibility. And if it isn't working, it's always her fault.
We had an interview with...
Isn't it, honey?
Yes, absolutely.
Always. Okay, good.
We had an interview with a magazine while we were in Germany, and one of the questions that was asked of me was, what happens whilst being in the moment when you discover that you'd really rather be with somebody else and you fall in love with them and you go off and start an affair? Now, I thought that was a rather...
bizarre question.
Because it is so outside my reality. Because every day, Shai and I
are new people.
And every day we are completing things, meaning it's not just picking up around the house and completing things. You also have communications where you walk away and then it might niggle on you a little bit. So you come back, or we come back together, and if it was a little more brusque than we expected, we'll say, hey, you know, I'm sorry, that came out a little abrupt. We don't let things fester so that we become dissatisfied with each other.
The other thing is this. It sounds, from what Ariel just said, like one could interpret it as though we're working on our relationship. We're not. See, if you're working on your relationship to do it right, guaranteed to do it wrong. There's no right way to do relationship. But if you're there when you're with another person, that is enough to be appropriate. There's a lot of things to talk about.
I know. There's so many things to talk about today.
Well, okay. One of them is that if you're incomplete with either of your parents, you will bring that incompletion to any relationship that you engage in.
Probably we should define what we mean by incomplete with one's parents.
Well, if you are constantly referencing your life to how your parents would do it, or whether they'd do it differently, or if they'd agree with your choice, or if you're referencing your parents for how you operate in your life, you're incomplete with your parents.
You certainly will not have the relationship that's possible for you if you reference them as, I don't want to do it like that.
Or like they did. Or if you say, well, would my mother or father approve of this person? And frequently, if they'll approve of them, you won't date them. And if they won't approve, you will. Even if your parents are no longer living, doesn't matter. There are certain mechanical ways we relate to life, and one of them is by referencing through the relationship to our parents how we relate to others. So we're suggesting that you take a look at that. And we're going to be going to break now.
Yeah, very shortly, we'll be coming back to talk more about how to create a magical relationship.
And
when
please,
we get back, don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Improve your spiritual well-being and experience a new way of looking at spirituality and wellness. Tune into Spiritual Evolution with spiritual counselor, healer, and animal communicator, Kelly Marie. Each week, Kelly and her guests explore spiritual problem solving and connecting balance between the body and spirit. Spiritual Evolution with Kelly Marie broadcasts every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spiritual Evolution, expanding the boundaries and broadening the vision of spirituality through inspiration and education. The last great frontier is the magnificent mystery of the mind. Abundant evidence demonstrates that we have far more talents than we realize, and that our minds are exceptional instruments we can learn to use more fully, just as we'd learn to play a piano or a clarinet. Tune in to The Music of Your Mind, Living the Extraordinary, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network, and learn more about how you can hear the wonderful music of your mind.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. 7th Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back
to Being Here.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. And we were talking about relationship and how to create a magical one.
Do you think they want the good news or the bad news?
The bad news.
Okay.
We'll give you the good news.
All right. The good news is...
there isn't any bad news.
There you go. But both ends of it are this. It takes 2 to 5.
And it takes 1 to stop the fight.
And the good news and the bad news, depending on your perspective,
is the one that has to stop the fight is always you. It's never the other one.
Oh, no, it should be somebody else.
Definitely.
Okay. Here we go. You ready? We've got Andrew on the line. He's called in with a question. And you there, Andrew?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Welcome.
What's
Thank
your
you.
Question, Andrew?
Yes, thank you for accepting my call. I really love your show.
Well, thanks.
I have a question about my relationship. I've been dating somebody for about 8 months now.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And the last month or two, I've found that my feelings for her have grown stronger than they had been previously.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I verbalized those feelings towards her. However, she doesn't verbalize those feelings back towards me. And I'm concerned that... because of that, that I don't know where, you know, what might happen in my relationship with her.
Mm.
What are her actions saying?
Well, her actions are saying that she likes me.
Okay.
And she does say that. However, I guess sometimes I like to feel that I like to spend more time with her than perhaps she likes to spend with me. Or that's my perception, at least.
Right.
And you know, it's not always the easiest because we don't live in the same state. I mean, I live in New Jersey. She lives in New York. And I see her often, but sometimes I like to think I like to see her a little bit more than perhaps she may feel that she likes to see me. And it could be because some of our interests are not exactly the same.
Well, you know, I don't mean to cut you off, but I meant to
You're saying so many things that we have to...
cut you off somewhere so we can speak. Here's the thing. Most people, Andrew, are trying to find the one in a relationship. So they want the current relationship to be it. Or they want to make it the one. Most people don't just go out to date and have fun. Most people are trying to find the right person to spend the rest of their life with. So there's a sorting process that goes on of comparison where you're trying to make this relationship be the one. And that's a difficult place to put yourself into because, you see, then you're demanding this other person's attention and you're hoping they'll fulfill something in you rather than realize that you need a lot of attention from, and the more people it comes from, the better off you are.
Now, it may be that this person and you are compatible to have more of an expanded relationship as you go along. But it's really important that what you do in your life, aside from her, Alex, it's Alex, right? Is that your
yes.
girlfriend's name? Yeah. Because I know you, so I knew it was that was her name. So aside from Alex, is that what you do is you really get involved in the rest of your life, Andrew, so that when you come to her to be with her,
you are there rather than in need.
Hmm.
So that you're expressing yourself into the relationship, so that you're coming as a full battery rather than waiting for her to recharge you. Did that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. I guess I never thought of it that she recharges me.
Well, if you're looking for her to feed you
energy, attention, then that's a kind of recharging your battery,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
And
who would you rather be around, Andrew? Somebody who comes and they're fully alive, or somebody who comes and is needy?
Right. No, I understand. Sure, the former.
Yeah, the former, the alive one.
And I really think what Shia had to say about trying to make it into something is really important.
You know, you ever see the movie Peggy Sue Got Married?
Yes.
And in that movie, Nicolas Cage sings this song, Chapter One, You... whatever, you know. Then
you make up, and then you break up, and then you do make up. There's like rules and logic systems about
rules
how it's
for a relationship, how it's supposed to be. You spend this much time together, and then you have to become exclusive. And then you spend this much time together, and then you have to get engaged. And you spend this much time together, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there are these ideas that we've been given that are, you know, our culture, Andrew, is radically transformed from cultures as much or as little as 50 years ago or thereabouts. You know, and most of the rules of behavior in relationship are still based in outdated models from before our technological age took off the way it has. There was no instant messaging. There was no computer dating. There was no car in everybody's driveway. There was no ability to interact with people outside the village that you grew up in 50 or 100 years ago. Then that's where the rules for how to relate to relationship got initiated. They've come over time, but recently, in our day and age, all those rules have become obsolete. So you're trying to fit into what you know, the rules, how to relate in a relationship in 2007. And it's very different than in the 60s or 70s or 40s or 30s or whatever.
By the way, there is nothing wrong with asking her how she feels about you.
Oh, I have.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Now, you could either agree or disagree with what she says. If you resist what she says, it's not going to go very well.
Right.
If you actually listen, you see, we didn't talk yet about listening, but we should. See, listening is to hear what another person's saying from their point of view. And in relationship, it's critical. Most of us are so preoccupied with our lives and our agendas and where we want to get to that we really don't stop and be with the person we're with. Frequently, we bring the complaints of our day to our relationship, and that really destroys relationships.
And in your case, you're also bringing your agenda of where you would like it to go, and absolutely understandable.
Yes, but that puts a pressure on the relationship, on the other person.
That's why so many relationships are often kind of a push-pull type of deal, where one person will be more interested, and then right about when they give up,
the other person gets
more interested.
Mm-hmm.
And then that person gives up, and the first person gets more interested again. So it's not like a mutual allowing of something to flower. There's a pushing back and forth because of your agendas. And go ahead.
No, I understand that, and I totally agree with that, everything that you're saying. And I thought, okay, yes, the agenda thing is out there. And it's bringing to the relationship, I think the hard part for me is not bringing that agenda to the relationship and trying to figure out how to just, you know, be with her and not worry about things like that, or not that I worry about it, but, you know, it's in the back of your mind and whatnot. Because ideally, I do love being with her and enjoy the time that we spend together. And,
I'm sure you do.
Well, then I really think we'll go back to the initial answer that we gave you, which is really about going about your life to discover how to have well-being and excellence and full self-expression everywhere else,
mm-hmm.
so
yes.
that you bring a fully alive you to the relationship, because you'll be more fun.
See, I would be willing to bet you, Andrew, that what you do is you exclude people in your life because they seem to be off purpose to your goals. So you don't have interactions with people in your day-to-day, but you expect to have interactions when you get home or to your girlfriend. And then you're not really up to speed for interactions. And the other thing is, if you look, you'll see that most of the conversations that you listen to in your head are complaints about your circumstances in life. Have you noticed that?
I guess I haven't noticed that.
Well, it's a good thing to start looking for, because if you are having complaints about your circumstances, you're going to bring those complaints to your relationship, and it's just not any fun to be with somebody who's complaining about their life.
And again, we were speaking about it earlier in the show, and I imagine you were listening, but to reiterate it, not only for you, but for all of the listeners, this concept of love the one you're with is really valuable, because if you are fully engaged with the people at work, with the bank teller, with the whoever is in your environment, it makes it easy for you to engage in a meaningful way when you get together with a love relationship.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you so much.
You're
so
very
welcome. Hope it helps.
It certainly does help.
Okay, man.
Good.
Have a great time. Appreciate
enjoy.
That.
Look forward to hearing back from you about how it goes after you've played around with engaging with everybody else and bringing that aliveness back into your relationship.
I will certainly let you know.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, we will be back shortly to talk more about
how to create a magical relationship. Please join us here on
Being Here.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and a discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network and discover your true nature.
Never before. before in the history of live radio have such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the hidden realms. This exceptional mystic, seer, and healer creates a truly amazing bridge across the chasm that has separated man for eons from the unseen worlds of mystery. Join host Almeen for an extraordinary and enlightening hour by Walking Between the Worlds on Voice America's Seventh Wave Network. Walking Between the Worlds airs live every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Today's theme is how to create a magical relationship. Shia and I were talking with each other on the break, and we were wondering if you have any idea
how much you are influenced by your environment, by the movies you watch, by the TV shows you watch, by the schools you went to, by the churches or synagogues you went to, or mosques, whatever. We are influenced by our environment.
We were listening to the radio the other day, and there was a product being sold, and the whole backstory on the product was disgruntlement between a man and a woman, and the woman was coming out smarter. At least one of us is intelligent. They play on the gender war, which if you listen to it and believe it, you'll bring it into your relationship, and that does not make for a magical or harmonious relationship. So it's really important that you pay attention to who you're around, what you're around, and how it influences you. By the way, Caitlin and Rod, congratulations.
Yeah, they're getting married on Saturday.
You may remember them from one of our earlier shows.
And we were with Caitlin in London just this past week.
She's there doing the costumes for the English National Opera, and she also came to our seminar while we were there, and she got this very bright look on her face. And she said to us, Ariel Shah, I saw Ada Africa on the plane coming over, and it was the most wonderful thing, because she had had an attitude for years. She's once told us while we were walking around in Brooklyn with her that she didn't plan on getting married because it was just a piece of paper and she didn't need that kind of commitment. And it sounded a little odd to us at the time, just the way she was saying it.
But while she was on the plane watching Out of Africa, Robert Redford used those exact words in that exact cadence when he spoke to Meryl Streep about marriage. And Caitlin realized that as a child of 13, she had absorbed that reality as though it were cool and it was hers. And it became hers, and she started living her life out of that. And now she's a woman in her 30s, and she is suddenly free of that idea that she doesn't need that kind of commitment.
So we just wanted to say congratulations. That was also a very exciting discovery, and we love sharing that with people because you may find that the truth of your heart wars with ideas
that you have grown up with. You know, we were talking in one of the seminars we did in the last week or so about how we're influenced by older children. How we look up to older children when we grow up and we model ourselves after them and want to be like them. And that includes how we relate in relationship. We've modeled ourselves after other people's relationships. See, humanity is an ongoing life force that's been here forever, passing down customs and mores and genetic traits from one generation to the next. And if you see it and don't judge it, those predispositions leave you alone. They stop running your life.
And then you have a possibility of anything is available and not in opposition to what you've been taught.
You know, our approach is anthropological. It's not psychological. So we're not trying to change or fix anybody. Fact is, we promise we won't try to change you or fix you or get you to think the way we do. But our way of looking is as though we were anthropologists studying a culture non-judgmentally. And if you apply that way of looking to your own life, things will get so much easier because most of us are constantly berating ourselves for not doing it the way we think we ought to.
That's a perfect segue for Jacques, who has called in, particularly because we just promised not to try and fix or change anybody, and that includes you. Are you there, Jacques?
Yes, I'm here, Ariel and Shia.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm very good. Thank you very much.
Good.
Enjoying the show.
Good. What can we do for you?
Well, my question for you today is about something that I've noticed. I've seen a pattern in my relationships, and it's come to my attention, and I don't think I need to repeat it anymore, but I'd like to explore it a little bit anyway.
What is the if?
That is that when I'm and this is particularly with someone I'm in a romantic relationship with.
Okay.
When we come to some issue, something that requires compromise, and I feel that I'm right or that I have a good reason for my position, rather than express myself clearly and fully, I try to avoid conflict. And so, let me put that in the past tense. I have in the past tended to try to avoid conflict. And
so are you saying that when it comes to a difference of opinion, you're not expressing yourself fully?
Yes, that has been the case, and it's really sabotaged relationships in the past, because what I would do is then grumpily accept the opposition's position.
Great. I love it.
And become kind of passive-aggressive.
Right. What you're describing, Jacques, is classic. It's called succumb. You succumb to the other's request. In other words, you go along with it, but you are going to punish them by not having a good time. You're going to punish them by
proving energetically that they were wrong and
you
were
right.
Sounds familiar.
It's so perfect because, see, we have, you know, we use a flip chart to put down things that we want to have to talk about on the show, you know, just so we don't drop anything out that's important.
Yeah.
And one of the things on this flip chart that I'm looking at right now says surrender versus succumb.
Well, how perfect is that?
How perfect is that? So our definition of surrender is when another person puts a request upon you that's different from your own, just as you were describing.
Mm-hmm.
You take it on as though it were your idea in the first place.
Yeah.
You agree with yourself to have a wonderful time and win out of the experience, so it becomes magical.
So you go about doing whatever that activity is as if it were your idea in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to back up a little bit with you.
Okay.
Because I have a feeling that you're succumbing to things where you begrudgingly do things doesn't just happen with your love relationship. It happens with yourself.
Everywhere in your life that there are things you want to do, but you withhold that from you. See, here's the thing, Jacques.
Yeah.
As children, we're born into an ongoing culture or society. And the big people in the society, they give us rules, they chastise us, they say no. And as we get older, like age two or so, we discover that we can say no to us before they say no to us. So we develop a governor, an internal governor, so we no longer get said no to by the big ones. We say it to ourselves. We correct ourselves before they say anything to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yep. This governor continues, especially if you have no awareness of it, like you don't realize that the conversation you're listening to isn't you, but a conversation you're listening to. So when it says, no, I don't want to, you think that's you saying, no, I don't want to. So you have some true heart's desires. You see there's something you really want to do, but then you withhold it from you the same way you succumb to the request of a lover.
Uh-huh.
I really think the place to look, Jacques, is in your day-to-day life, so that you can look at the request the dishes in your sink makes on you.
Or the stack of clothes that you haven't hung up makes on you.
Or your bed that needs making, so that you don't humph and grump your way through
your everyday moment of life. Because it isn't just that. There are things that you really want to do that you deny yourself.
Yes.
You know the other thing, Jacques? I hate to tell you because it's a little embarrassing how often in the 25 years I've been together with Shia, where I have been absolutely 100,000% convinced that my perspective is absolutely right and therefore his is wrong, and that when I let go of that, I discovered not only was I inaccurate, but that his ideas or suggestions were far more effective, satisfying than things that I could have guessed. But I could only come up with a plan for what I wanted to do out of what I already knew and the culture I came from. And it's been an exercise for both of us to keep letting go of being right in the interest of being alive. And so when you say you're clear, you're right, and that person is wrong, I'm very certain.
I'm clear that you're right from your point of view, and they're right from their point of view, and neither one of you are right.
Yep.
And even the way you said compromise, Shia and I don't think in terms of compromise. We think in terms of I'm absolutely certain there is a way to go between the two of us that wins for both of us. And sometimes it requires my letting go of my ideas, and sometimes it requires Shia letting go of his ideas, but that's not a compromise. That's me going yes.
And me going yes. So we say yes to each other rather than no to each other. But I'd be willing to bet something, Jack.
Yes.
I'd be willing to bet that you say no to yourself more than you say yes to yourself.
So we need to go to the break, but I got to tell you.
You want to come back after the break, Jacques?
Sure.
Well, look,
then hang on. We'll be back when they let us.
Don't miss being here.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to
to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and a discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network and discover your true nature. Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, Jacques, you still there?
Here.
All
good.
Right.
Good.
So, Shia and I have a game for you.
I can't wait.
Okay.
It's a good game.
Now,
sure
don't forget, awareness is a non-judgmental seeing. And that is for today. How about just for today? We'll make it easy. You notice all the ways you say no to yourself.
You know, the rest of the viewers out there, listeners out there, excuse me, you're not viewing us, you're listening. the rest of you, you can join in this game too, because it's an interesting game if you do it non-judgmentally.
So you just check in and you see if in any given moment you're either surrendering or you're succumbing to your circumstances. So, for instance, if you're in an environment and it's overheated, are you surrendering to that fact or are you succumbing to it? Now, succumbing means you're the victim.
And you're complaining.
And surrender is when you just step
into whatever is.
You're
author of your experience of living in this moment.
You're ready
to... That
sounded
good, didn't it?
Author of your experience in this moment?
Right.
I like that. You ready to give it a go?
Absolutely.
Great. So we look forward to hearing back from you about how your experiment goes.
Okay.
Thanks for being with us today.
Great. Well, you know, it's been a delightful conversation, and you've taken my question and turned it in a direction that that I really wasn't paying attention to, and I think it's going to be very helpful.
Thank you.
Excellent.
That's great, Jack. Have a great day.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great time.
Bye. You know, Jacques is perfect. What he said, most people, you know, you can only expect what you already know, and people have ideas outside of what you already know, and that includes the person that you're in relationship with.
If you let him speak enough.
By the way, our book, How to Create a Magical Relationship,
has won a number of book awards, most notably the Nautilus Book Award as the best book of the year in the area of relationship.
And it's available. You can get it on our website, Transformation Made Easier. You can buy it very easily on Amazon, and or you can order it through your local bookstore, and we really recommend it because it is great. We met people in Europe who had found our book, and within a couple of months, the ideas presented in there had radically shifted their ability to relate to each other.
And to themselves.
By the way, in not this weekend, but the following weekend, we're doing a course in New York City.
And it's called Living a magical life.
We have people coming in from Texas, coming in from Europe, from all over, and you are invited. If you want to know more about it, you can go up on our website, or you can contact us via email, and you are welcome.
Our website is transformationmadeeasy.com, and I'm sure our email address is up there, too.
That's the easiest way. So,
let's see.
What haven't we covered today? Oh, you know what?
We haven't covered the three principles of transformation.
That today. And looking good to your friends.
Oh, well.
You know, it's really a challenge. You get together with somebody, you really like them, and then you get around your friends, and you're hoping your friends will approve.
And your friends, if they're your girlfriends, if you're a girl, or your boyfriends, if you're a boy, man, boy, woman, girl, fill in the blank, they frequently don't want you to have a magical relationship, because if you do, you'll leave the club. You know, the girls' club or the boys' club, they'll want you to stay in the club rather than go off with your girlfriend or boyfriend. And, see, it's understandable, but they're not always the best person to give you advice on relationship. Don't take advice on relationship from people who don't have a good one or a great one.
It's kind of like taking investment advice
from the person living on the street.
You're better off looking and seeing what's working for the people around you, what's working for yourself, rather than having a conversation with somebody that it's not working for and asking them how to do your life. It's a little bit like
You know, those people always want to give you advice, like they're the expert.
Reminds me of when I was in seventh grade and my girlfriend, my best friend at the time, Terry Rickert, and I were discussing sex. But neither one of us knew anything about it. But we had some very interesting opinions and that we put forward based on things we'd kind of heard, like, love me for my mind and not my body. And I'll have to tell you, I am really happy that Shia also appreciates my body, because the mind is a place that...
The mind is a cesspool. The mind is a swamp. The mind is a place that's full of ideas that aren't even yours, that were given to you, bequested to you. You inherited them from your families, your schooling, your life in the society, and most of it is inaccurate, especially in this moment of now. See, life shows up in this moment, unique to this moment, and if you are here for this moment, you act appropriate to your life and relationship. Because if you're here, you see what's wanted and needed. If you're in your thoughts, you're gone.
And you can't underestimate, ladies and gents, for those of you who are in an intimate relationship that includes sex, how being physical with your partner can pull you out of the thoughts of your day. In fact, you have to drop the thoughts of your day in order to have a satisfying liaison with your partner. And it's a wonderful thing.
You know, that could be a hint.
What?
Why many people's intimate relationships are not satisfying.
Yes.
Because they're still thinking about their day, or what they have to do, or what they're going to do tomorrow, or how this relationship is going to turn out, rather than being there while they're in this intimate liaison.
You know,
to use your words.
You mentioned the three principles. If there's something left over from your day, anything you resist will persist, grow stronger, and will intrude on your ability to be intimate with your partner.
That's right. That's the first principle. And the second principle is you can only have what's happening in your life in this moment of your life. It can't be different than it is right now. That includes your feelings, your thoughts, your body sensations, your posture, your emotions, your life circumstances, all of it. And the third principle is anything that you allow to be exactly as it is without judging will complete itself, and you will free you to have a magical relationship and a magical life.
So in using the physical liaison, to use the words we used earlier...
This is going to be a good night.
It is, I promise. If you take a look at when you come together with your partner and you have a thought loop where you're worried about your day, second principle, that's exactly where you need to be in order to start having a relationship with them in that moment that is satisfying. And anything you allow to be, including those thoughts, without judging, will complete themselves.
And here's my tip for the day.
I'm ready.
Be kind to yourself.
And be kind to yourself.
And be kind to yourself.
That's pretty much it for today. We have so enjoyed being with you. And we invite you to come back next week and visit us on our website. Particularly if you haven't signed up for our email list, you can get more by going up on transformationmadeeasy.com. Come back next week. Don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.